graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you want to listen to a good podcast, listen to my good buddies at Suplex City Limits. That's the podcast to check out wrestling. Tough guy, ho!
This is my yard now.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 104 of Suplex City Limits for April 8th, 2017. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious. Joined, as always, by Canada's greatest export since Tim Hortons.
Tyler Fudge. Even almost the same initials.
There you go. Dude, we have Tim Hortons creeping into the U.S. here.
Dude, you guys are fine. You guys are lucky, I must say.
I know. And I'm glad to take part in the fucking Canadian institution.
The Timbits. Best thing known to man.
Yeah, fucking A, man. Suplex City Limits available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. If our show is not on their page, they're full of shit. You can also follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. And we have Patreon, of course. You can donate. Like bad motherfuckers, like our friends Wrestling Soup, infamous Chris Savage, that dude who donated a dollar last week. I'm not going to say your name for a dollar.
You don't deserve it.
But thank you, no less. And of course, our friend Casey, who's donated to us for fucking a long time now. You are a badass, sir. And we have t-shirts available at Pro Wrestling Tees. We've got four designs available. Get yourself a King of Bong style t-shirt, man. Wrap that shit. So, how are you, dude?
I am much better than you.
I'm fucking sick as hell.
Yeah, so
as you can tabulate, you know, tell my voice.
You're much better than when the call started. You're getting it worked out of you, and good for you. But I do not envy you whatsoever.
It's the miracle healing powers of marijuana.
It is. It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful herb. So yeah, this was WrestleMania, Jim. What a fucking week.
This was WrestleMania. I actually thought it was a pretty good WrestleMania.
You know what? I can't complain. I ended up watching more than I thought I would be able to watch in one sitting. Like, I watched half of the pre-show and the whole show in one sitting.
Oh, dude.
At the end of it, I was pretty goddamn tired. But I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it, which, you know, that's pretty far for you. I actually watched it from the beginning, man, all the way through that bitch.
Yeah, I ended up going back and seeing the first half of the pre-show, but I could, yeah, it was probably like Thursday when I did it.
Yeah, me and Mrs. Vicious, we kicked it. I ordered a fuckload of wings. Did you see my wings spread?
I did, and you know what's the first thing I noticed?
What's
Domino's
that?
Wings in the States are not the same as Domino's wings in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Your wings look so much better. Ours are soggy, wet pieces of shit.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I don't, here, Domino's wings are pretty fucking tasty. Fuck. I went and ordered 40 of them.
God love you.
And a pizza as well. So I was fucked, man. I fucked myself over.
Domino's pizza is what I had last night that's giving me the shittings. Because I ate way too goddamn much of it. Barbecue chicken pizza.
Yeah. You can't go wrong there, man. Barbecue chicken. I always get barbecue everything, like pizza, no matter where I go. I always order with barbecue sauce instead of sauce and get, like, bacon and onions and shit.
Especially if you've never had that pizza before and you don't know how much pizza sauce they actually put on there. So
yeah, there you go. So yeah, I got fucking fat as shit on a bunch of wings. Smoked a ton of reefer. It was a pretty good time. I enjoyed it. We go through the pre-show match. Probably the best technical match on the entire card.
Yes. Yes, I agree. You're talking about Neville and Aries.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It was nice to see the match in that grand setting, which that stage was tremendous.
It was. It was a lot. It was really good, too. And this match got 15 minutes, which is cool. Originally, I remember they had talked about putting the SmackDown women's match on the pre-show, and there was like this whole backlash about it. I don't know if they moved it off there because people fucking complained, but you guys are fucking idiots, man. These matches. This match was awesome. It shouldn't have been on this pre-show.
I completely agree. It's.
I mean, you could have put. Well, maybe you couldn't, I guess. Now that I look at the. I mean, I'm looking at. That SmackDown women's fucking match definitely should have been on there.
Oh, completely. It was. It didn't fare any better being in the spot it was. It was in the dead spot.
No, right? Exactly. So, yeah, we had Neville defeating Aries. 15-minute match. I liked it. It was good. You had the fucking Andre the Giant Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Oh, this was awful.
But after it ended, I was so happy that it was on the pre-show.
It didn't have any of the, like, no surprise people in there at all.
No, no, unless you want to count, is his name Kronk?
Gronk?
Gronk. See, I don't watch the NFL, so I don't really know. This guy was just a mojo twin to me.
I mean, I think they announced it a little bit ahead of time, but Killian, what is Dane. He, Zane? Dane?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dane. He was on there, which was interesting.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Maybe they'd have him win.
But nope. Punk you out.
I think they were just like, let's get as many big guys as we can in there so we can have fucking Mojo Rawley throw him out. I did like that Mark fucking security guard who, like, this little woman runs over there, like, to stop Gronkowski.
Yeah, just, she was the highlight of the night.
Yeah, dude. That was awful, man. They wasted this whole thing just for, like, 5 seconds on SportsCenter.
And then they barely follow up with, it meant nothing on SmackDown.
It never does, dude.
No.
It never does. Like, you know, during the match, too, they talk about, like, oh, this, you know, the match that catapulted fucking, you know, Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
To what?
Cesaro's stock went through the roof when he won.
I don't even understand it. Yeah, dude, it doesn't make any sense. There's nothing about that, you know, sent him anywhere. It was awful.
No.
And, yeah, Gronkowski comes in and.
It actually sent him right to the pre-show.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, to that, I don't understand, like, just what a waste with Braun Strowman, dude. They built him up for so long, and now they're just done with it, I think. I don't understand what's going on.
Hopefully they – I would love to see – because I'm assuming they're doing a Braun Strowman-Roman Reigns at Payback or whatever. And so I would like to see Braun just murder him.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to happen.
No. Hopefully it will, but it won't.
It's. I just can't believe they wasted this whole thing. So they just throw Braun out. They shouldn't even have had him in there if that's what they're going to do.
No. And, like, there's no Samoa Joe. No. This is like, what?
Yeah. Very weird. And so, yeah, Mojo Rawley. I hope that whoever is responsible for this, like, loses their job. Hopefully. When this fails. Who the fuck thinks this guy is a star? He's awful.
I don't know. It's got to be Vince. But what fuck would Vince like about him besides for size? It's like, I would imagine Vince would be annoyed as shit by him.
They like football player guys, and like people who are real athletes, I guess.
Sure,
you know, but
fuck it.
It's just another football failure. You know?
Yeah, exactly. At what point in time did it not actually be what you would call a real athlete if you fail?
I mean, his best friend is Rob Gronkowski, who's like, you know, a popular American football player, but he's also a fucking idiot.
Well, if he sides with Mojo Rawley, obviously.
Yeah. This is going to be weird. There's going to be weird mutes when I fucking go into sneezing bouts and shit, so.
I'll try my best.
One's been teasing me here for like the last minute. That's the worst. It's not even the sneezing, but the tease where it's like, are you going to sneeze? Are you going to sneeze?
Your face starts to crunch up.
You can barely I'm trying to get it. I'm like, oh, dude, I definitely want to, but it won't fucking go. And it was about this time at the end of this match that I realized, dude, I've been up all day fucking getting ripped and shit. Like, I need to take a little nap. So I did. I reclined back. I took a nap, and I woke up right as the main show was starting. So I slept through Ambrose and Corbin. Sounds like it was fucking nothing.
It was absolutely nothing. Absolutely. That match, like, not to fast forward, but that match on SmackDown was so much better than their match on WrestleMania.
Dude. How was that? Dude, Ambrose is just, what's going on with that guy, man? Overexposed? Just, they used him every single week on SmackDown, you know? He was just always around. I think he's just overexposed.
Yeah, no, you could be right. He's his character doesn't change either. He's just a weird, wacky guy.
And his matches aren't that good.
No. Nope.
You know, once you realize that, like, oh, his matches aren't very good, then, you know, what else you got? And with Baron Corbin, it's like, just a lose-lose as far as work goes. At least they didn't put fucking Corbin over.
No.
Oh, man, my pipe.
Oh, no, did you break it?
No, no.
Good.
Might have spilled some flaming shit out on the floor, but we're all right. Yeah. I'm surprised. I thought they were going to put it on Corbin, honestly.
I figured it was when they thought time. You know, I thought that WrestleMania, Baron Corbin, they've had a hard on for him for a year now. I assumed that he would have another defining moment at WrestleMania after his Andre the Giant Battle Royal win, but nope. So
he's white Roman Reigns, man. He's like Reigns without the body.
You know? He's got the wet hair. His hair's a little receding, though.
That's the thing is, like, I don't understand who fucking sees anything in this guy. Like, honestly, he's the opposite of everything they fucking go for, right?
Yeah.
He's balding. He's got a fucking, his stomach and shit is so fucking goofy that he has to, like, wear a t-shirt now.
Well, at least he's wearing a t-shirt now.
He can't talk. He's got fucking no personality or charisma.
I don't know.
Those are the guys they want, I think.
The guys, you know, that are just void of everything?
Well, yeah, because they're not going to go anywhere. No one is going to come and fucking be like, hey, Roman Reigns, we want you to fucking star in a movie. That's not going to happen, dude.
No. No. I don't know, unless he's going to be like Jason Momoa's body double.
I don't even know who that is.
This is the guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't watch Game of Thrones. He's
playing Aquaman now.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Fair enough. He looks just like Roman Reigns.
Really?
Yeah.
But talented?
I wouldn't go that far.
More talented?
Well, yeah. Definitely.
AJ Styles and Shane McMahon. I was surprised that they started off with this.
I was too, and I was also surprised that the match was as good as it was.
Yeah, like, it was pretty good.
Saying it's like a barn burner great match, but I assume that this match is going to be like a lot. Just AJ Styles trying to get the best out of a match, which it was, but Shane McMahon at least had something to give.
He fucking went for a shooting star. I was pretty impressed by that.
I was too. He's like, it's been a few years since we've seen that one. This time, at least, he missed.
So that was all right. They put over, you know, Styles, which had to happen, so.
Yeah, oh, thank God that's how they went.
Yeah, and they had Owens and Jericho. I thought they were going to create a huge lull in this show by putting both of these matches in the beginning, and I think they did.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think these two should have opened back-to-back, because they were, like, at least for me, the ones I was, like, kind of the most interested in.
I agree, but when you look at the card in general, it's like, okay, well, Where would they have fit it in WWE's logic? Because you had a lot of sleeper things going on in the latter part of the show.
Yeah. And you got a good amount of time on all this shit, too, which really was nice, even though there were so many matches.
Yeah.
This got 20 minutes, probably more than it needed. Well, definitely more than it needed.
Yeah, this match could have been a little bit shorter.
But it was good. Like I said, Styles went over. Owens and Jericho. Owens went over 15 minutes on that one.
Which as is we all should expected. Be.
I mean, we expected Owens would win because Jericho's going away. Although they're still wrestling on the next pay-per-view, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, who knows? God. Now we're back to two pay-per-views a month.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think it's the same as it where it was like every 2 weeks there's a pay-per-view.
I really hope not, because that was so
No, amazing. I don't think that's the case. I think there's much more time. Which should be interesting, because I don't know how either of these shows are going to build for like 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something. How the fuck?
Yeah, we've seen it happen a couple times. Like, there was a SmackDown pay-per-view this year, I believe, that had a decent long build, but it wasn't a good build. Like, it cut off halfway through and just coasted into the pay-per-view.
Well, a lot of times, too, SmackDown is kind of smart about it. Things don't happen every week, you know? They kind of rotate back and forth. So at least it takes a week off. And I think on Raw, they just failed to... They're like, well, we got 6 weeks, so every single week we've got to keep doing something with this. And they just lack the creativity to make it really worthwhile.
Yeah, I feel you.
This Bayley defeats Charlotte, Sasha, and Nia Jax. God damn it, Nia Jax. I fucking hate her, dude. She's so bad.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah,
she's
that double drop kick. Was that on this show or is that on Raw?
Oh God,
it was on this show. I think
wasn't on this. That wasn't on Raw. That was on this show.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, but at least she was the first one out.
Well, fuck. God, she's just bad. She doesn't seem to get any better.
And you know, she won't though, because. Look at the style she's given to wrestle. It's basically plant your feet on the ground, don't fall down, and just do powerful-looking moves.
Mm. Did you see the picture she posted this week?
Yes, I did.
Of her in like a one-piece...
bathing suit?
Bathing suit, yeah, if you will. If you will.
If you will.
I thought she looked pretty fucking hot.
Hey, I got nothing against it. But
yeah, I mean, her fucking ring attire is just the worst.
Yeah, it's very unflattering, her ring attire.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
They wouldn't put Kevin Owens in that ring attire. They wouldn't put Samoa Joe in that ring attire.
No, not unless they were astronauts or something.
Just bright orange with silver stripings.
But they look pretty hot in that picture. But then again, I like the fucking chubby brads myself, so. That is my flavor.
Hey, I got nothing against it. There's more power to her. I wouldn't send out a picture of me like that.
I would hope you wouldn't send a picture out of yourself in a woman's one-piece bathing suit.
Oh, I do that before I send a picture of myself out half naked.
This match, fucking, you know, imagine if, like, Bayley hadn't won the belt already.
Right.
And they hadn't broken Charlotte's streak, and they did that here instead.
Oh, the logic. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know, it makes no sense.
No. Bayley retains, and next we have the tag ladder match, which... God damn it, when they fucking made this a ladder match, how did I not think of that?
Right? Right? Yeah. It's so obvious now that it happened.
Right. But yeah, the Hardy Boys come back, and fuck was I let down when I heard that. I mean, I was let down by the old... I popped, and I was let down, I guess, you know?
Yeah, you hear the old Hardy music, and you realize, oh, it's the Hardys. But then it quickly dawns on you, oh, he's not broken.
Once you see the JNCOs, you're like, oh. God damn it.
Yeah, so. But they even had me fooled up until the music hit. Because when the New Day came out, I thought for sure it was the New Day.
Yeah, so
they were
in
their ring gear. And it's just like, oh, it's the New Day.
But then I figured the music hits. I mean, yeah, we were more leaning towards them debuting after Mania, I guess, yeah, rather than on it.
I was thinking of Raw.
Yeah. That was the pop of the fucking show.
Yeah. Oh, the crowd went absolutely mental.
But, like I said, too, they went crazy thinking it was the, you know, fucking broken. And they've done a pretty good job. They've done some .com shit, but they haven't done anything on the show with them talking yet, so.
No, and that's got to be just biding time until the lawsuit settles over, I would imagine.
Well, because they were on Raw Talk afterward, just so let down, honestly, by Matt just talking. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I guess, that WWE is going to be assisting them in this lawsuit, and that they want to tell the story, because, I mean, it's a fair assumption that not everybody knows what's going on with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's something fishy there.
Like, if the Hardys came back on their show or on Raw, and they're just, you know, fucking Matt Hardy's doing the broken thing, what percentage of, you know, the 3 million people who watch that show would have no fucking idea? They'd be like, why the fuck is Matt Hardy, you know? Because they're just not aware of it, man.
That's true. They would have to come up with their own, like a WWE version of the TNA storyline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just like a crash course, maybe. Matt Hardy would have to come out and explain what all these, the seven deities and bullshit like that. But once that was done, I feel like anybody would get, like, tuned into that broken gimmick. Especially, like, the kids that are in, like, fans of the WWE. Imagine the shirts Matt Hardy could sell as broken Matt Hardy in WWE.
Yeah, you have until the 17th of April to pick up sweet fucking shirts of his on Pro Wrestling Tees, if that's your flavor.
I got my broken Matt Hardy shirts. I'm good. I got one.
Do you?
Yeah, I got it's the most plain broken Matt Hardy t-shirt. It's just a picture of Matt Hardy not being broken, holding a sign that says broken.
That's some of the fucking cheesiest shit I've ever heard.
It is. It is.
So you get that from TNA Shop?
No, I got that from Pro Wrestling Tees.
Fucking TNA Shop. Well, they better hurry up, because I give like about a month of the old Hardys before I'm done with it. So you better fucking hurry up and break these motherfuckers, because the nostalgia pop is like one night, you know? Yeah. And then by Raw, I was just like, okay, dude, I don't... It's just weird for them to come back as, like, something from, like, fucking 17 years ago.
Yeah, it's not... I wouldn't say it's a dated gimmick, but it's an old gimmick.
I'd say it's a dated fucking gimmick.
Well, there's nothing to date it again. You know what I mean? There's no references. There's the clothing style is not like they're wearing the same clothing and stuff like that, but I don't know.
They kind of are. Dated,
well, they've never veered away from that clothing. Even Matt Hardy, when he's broken, is still wearing the same clothing.
I guess. I mean, they were, next thing you know, fucking dude's going to be out there fucking matching Matt and shit.
You'll have, they'll redo Team Extreme.
Speaking of which, we are recording, Jared and I are recording the next episode of Pay-Per-View Take 2 tomorrow, which will be up, I don't know, midweek. Whenever Tyler puts it up.
Oh, is that, I'm putting that one up too, hey? Fair enough.
No, I've been putting that one up. Because he does all the editing on it.
Who, Jared does?
Jared does.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a real hands-on evil genius, you know?
you're more of a Jim Cornette.
Yeah, yeah. So you're the tech guy, I'm the fucking other guy. The just a guy.
I'm the host guy.
But yeah, you guys voted for it, so we had to suffer through fucking King of the Ring 1999, which did have a tag match with the Hardys on there, and Dude's wearing exactly the same thing as Matt. Like, he looks like he's like his fucking dad or something, you know? And they're on the picture day. They have the same shirt and the exact same pants. It's just fucking weird.
He just had a cane, right? That's the only thing difference. Just had his
he did like an over the top thing on there.
Really?
Yeah, dude. He did like a. He vaulted over the fucking top of the rope into the ring at one point. I was like, holy fuck, dude. That's pretty impressive, man. For that fat racist fucking piece of shit.
Not pulling any goddamn punches.
Fat! He is fucking fat. And racist.
Yeah, I ain't got no racist things here, so.
That's good. Get a new Jack fucking sound.
No. Oh.
But yeah, so the Hardys win, which I was kind of surprised by that too, actually. But yeah. we got a badass fucking Jeff Hardy Swanton. That was kick ass.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Think the whole situation behind that match is pretty weird, too, because they had a big ladder match the night before. Jeff was banged up to all hell to the point where they didn't even get to WrestleMania until very late in the night because they got home and rested or back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And, to do that big Swanton after that, holy fuck.
I was surprised they let him even do a big crazy Jeff Hardy spot.
Fuck it, he's Jeff Hardy.
That match was my favorite match of the night. Like I said earlier, the better the one, the Neville and Aries was probably the best technical match, but this match for me was my favorite match of the whole show.
It gave you everything you wanted.
And it was like, dude, just pop after pop watching it, you know, like, holy fuck, like Jeff does the, or Matt does the, what the fuck is that thing even called? Twist of Fate?
Yes.
Off the ladder, and, you know, Cesaro's going off Gallo's fucking shoulders, and it's like, there's shit going on all over the place, man. Giant Swanton.
Yeah, and then that's obviously why Shane McMahon didn't do anything crazy this year.
Yeah, well.
Because Jeff Hardy had the crazy spot lined up already.
So, that was a super fun match. I liked it.
I agree.
And the Hardys are your new Raw Tag Champions. What?
Yeah, what year is this?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck is going on? John Cena, Nikki Bella defeated The Miz and Maryse. I thought this was awful.
The match itself was garbage. I agree.
But Nikki Bella can't give Cena a blowjob without going numb in half her body. Her neck is so fucked. You know?
I will say, though, that this match, I think, may have put Miz and Maryse as a duo on a different level. Not because of the quality, just because of the everything surrounding it.
Yeah, I mean, the story, you know, like the Miz shit was cool.
Oh, yeah. And I think the Miz is going to Raw. That's obvious.
You think so?
I'm completely sure of it. And I think he's probably going to get a decent push over on Raw.
I mean, everybody seems to think so. He thinks he should be, like, he should be the main. Like, I guess, but he fucking sucks. His matches suck, so
His matches are horrible. I don't, in no way, shape, or form, do I feel like Miz should be in the main event. But I do feel when he goes to Raw, you probably will get a cup of tea in the big time, as Macho Man would say.
Yeah, a cup of coffee, dude.
Sorry.
Macho.
Sorry.
He didn't drink
British
tea.
Macho Man. British Macho Man.
Yeah, it's like British Macho Man always said. Have a cup of tea in the big time. Mate, I don't know.
Oh, fucking hell.
Dude, the fuck? Oh, man. And then he fucking closed the bonnet of his aluminium car and
you know, his aluminium trolley.
Yeah. But, fuck. This sucked. Of course, there was the least surprising fucking marriage proposal ever.
Like, Nikki wasn't even surprised.
She looked like it, but
No, that's just her dumb look. That's just her deer in the headlights look.
Yeah. I love after the match, too. You know, they're going to fucking, she's like talking to, I don't know, his mom and her mom. And he just comes over. He's like, bitch, let's go. You know, he like grabs her away.
Too bad Johnny Ace wasn't there.
Yeah. We got to go because fucking Trips is out next, and he has to have the longest match of the fucking show, of course.
Oh, fucking hell. This match screamed stupidity. There was nothing smart about this match whatsoever.
It was non-sanctioned, dude, but, you know, he still got to, Rollins still got with production and, you know, got his entrance down and...
And a ref. You know,
and a ref, yeah.
Yeah, it's... He walked that ramp the whole ways. Knees perfectly fine.
Holy fuck, dude. Triple H's entrance. I laughed for like fucking 5 minutes straight.
Just the fact that he's on a three-wheeler?
Just hilarious. Like, who the fuck are you, dude?
Yeah. And then the fucking sirens?
You and your motherfucking bitch. What's up, dude? Oh. Come on, dude. Yeah, I just laugh so hard at those fucking old fucks. Do you want to be like Mr. Business in a suit, or do you want to be like fucking wearing denim jackets and shit? Come on, dude.
Yeah, it's like all I could think of was Right to Censor the whole fucking time because of those sirens. That's all I could think of. I was like, Stevie Richards has to come out and punk me right now. He's got to. Ivory somewhere.
It fucking had no relevance to anything.
No.
And it was just the typical self-indulgent bullshit from that guy. So dumb. God damn it. Every mania, he's there. Every mania, he's got some big, absurd fucking entrance. It's like, god damn, dude.
No, I will say, Steph did look on fine form at WrestleMania in her biker white trash gimmick.
Yeah, so dumb.
I was a big fan. Especially when she went through the table. That was great.
Yeah. It's very, like, I don't know, just cheesily done.
Yes.
Like, whoa, running into her. Like, it was just so slow and dumb. And...
Yes, no, I agree. But at least she got her, you know, she finally got it coming to her, you know what I mean? Like, this Rollins doesn't happen very often.
Rollins should have super kicked that bitch in the face off of it. That would have been way cooler.
Yes, that would have been great.
Actual comeuppance, but it sounds like she's not going to be on TV for a while, so fuck, thank you for that.
Oh, it's a beautiful time.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard something interesting this week. Who the fuck was talking about it? I think they were talking about it. Friends on Wrestling Soup were talking about it. That there was a... They were going through and wanting to know, like, the detailed, like, kind of minute-by-minute ratings of the show. So Pat Patterson sat and fucking did this, broke down every minute of the show, and found out that the lowest rating points of all of the fucking... of Raw is when Triple H and Steph were on the screen, and they sent him home.
That's, like, that's the story as to why they're not there now?
No, this is, like... This is back in the day, dude. Oh. This is, like... The first time that those two were ever fucking on TV all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see
that. And I don't doubt that in the slightest. I've heard that before. It's just, see that. They're just fucking idiots. They just don't care. Like, oh, we're just going to do what we want to do.
And the characters haven't changed in like, we're still dealing with the same authority figure from 1998. You know what I mean? Like, it might be a different character. It's Triple H, not Vince McMahon, but it's the exact same character. Except Vince McMahon would get his every few months, whenever he needed to, whenever it called for it, he would get his. Triple H will only give him his at either WrestleMania or when football season is over.
I'm surprised. Why not during football? Because the ratings are low?
Yeah, Triple H does not want to be associated with the lowest ratings of the year, of course, obviously. Because as soon as fucking football season's over, boom, Triple H is back. Every fucking time. And it makes no sense. The ratings
go up.
Yeah, all because of Triple H. And WrestleMania's over. Guess what? They're gone. Because the ratings are going to go down.
Oh, god damn it.
So it's... it pisses me off.
Yeah, it should piss you off. It should piss you off. This guy fucking... It just, their running of the show is just awful. So hopefully they're gone for a while. And, you know, it's just better to have a face authority figure.
So much like, better. The things you could do with it. Yeah. You know, like, the, you can use comedy. You don't always have to be suffocating. A heel authority limits you so much because every time you transition to something, it's going to be heelish and just somebody getting brought down. Nobody can come up.
The only time it's really worked out is they've really done a great job with Dario and Lucha Underground.
Yes, but somehow at the same time, if you've got a good idea, you've got a good idea.
Yeah, well, heel, but he's still on the side of the fans. Like, he's still like Dario.
Exactly.
Because instead of, like, making matches really lame, gives the crowd kind of what they want, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
still is a heel somehow.
He's kind of like a meta heel.
Right. And not to mention, is an actor. You know, it's not just like, oh, somebody's fucking daughter.
Yeah, like I've seen him play a doctor before.
Yeah. What did I just see him on? I was watching some movie and he was a fucking in there. What was he a doctor on?
I can't remember. I think it was like a commercial or something. Not going to lie. I don't know.
He's around. But yeah, I mean, Triple H is good on, you know, Mike and shit like that, his promos or whatever, fine, but Steph sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rollins wins, which is good. I can't believe he ate it 2 years in a row, so someone's going to fall victim to Triple H next year.
Yeah, he's the new, at least, yes, he's putting guys over, but you see how he put over Rollins this match? It's not because Triple H was beaten by Rollins, it's because Triple H was distracted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, the only thing to talk about in this match really was...
the projected screen, because the match was fucking abysmal. This match sucked so bad. So bad.
Randy Orton fucking sucks, dude. He doesn't give a shit.
Like, they were saying, like, Bray Wyatt even tweeted, is like, nobody's going to be able to follow our match at WrestleMania. It's like, oh,
wow.
Oh, really? Okay, so they must have something big planned. And what they had planned was show pictures on the mat canvas.
Like, fair enough. Show GIFs of fucking worms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the premise of it, I liked. Yeah. But the way they did it is,
and just to have it like three times and it didn't do anything, it was pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just name a blowaway match that Bray Wyatt has ever been in.
There isn't one. The guy can't wrestle very well.
I'm not sure. I fucking don't know about, like, I was trying to decide that. I'm like, is this guy decent fucking wrestler or not? I don't know.
Like, every now and then I'll see him and it's like, oh, I can see him being like a Stan Hansen kind of worker, you know, just rough and tough and don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a good running crossbody. That's about
it. He's got a lot of good stuff, but you're not going to have a great match with Randy Orton in 2017. That dude doesn't give a fuck.
No. No.
Like, there's like few people in that company who are just like, don't give a fuck as much as him.
I don't think Randy Orton's had good matches since his feud with Christian.
I see ya. I never fucking liked Randy Orton. I always thought his matches were pretty shit. And he's just shit. Like, as a person, he's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he's always... it's hard for me to get behind a guy, like, when I know that they're just a douche. Like,
yeah, just a piece of shit.
When he was in the military, he was a complete fucking little baby. You know, that's why you got a dishonorable discharge, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... and then went on to be in the Marine. To play actual Marine. It must have been a lifelong goal of his.
And then spent a lot of time being a fucking asshole backstage.
Yeah. Basically abusing, like, just doing nasty things around women.
Yeah, the guy's a real fucking piece of work. I thought putting the belt on him here was fucking stupid.
Well, and we got that on SmackDown when he got booed, so that was great.
Yeah, the crowd fucking doesn't like him.
No.
Which, this crowd didn't like him. Fuck, next week it'll be back to, like... because for the most part, the SmackDown crowds do like him, and I don't fucking understand it.
It's because it's the usual brainwashed...
yeah.
It's like, I'm afraid that certain people that debuted this week will fall flat in a few weeks.
Oh, we'll talk about it when we get to
that's why I just said certain people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just it. It's like people are like, oh, man, this is going to be a dream match with Randy Orton. And like, wait a minute, dude.
What dreams are you having?
If Orton is one half of any dream match that you have, I fucking question you, your intelligence as a wrestling fan.
Yes.
Like, oh, I just want to see fucking him match up with who?
Fuck that. And the fuck that owl chant. Oh, loved it.
Fantastic. That match was 10 minutes. But dude, if they would have used, like, so at one point the lights go out, he goes and does the reverse hanging thing, and you get some worms on there. You get different things happening on there that, like, because you could do some interesting shit, right?
Yeah.
With that on the canvas, you could have blacked out the part where he was at. He could have disappeared from the ring. Orton could have. Yeah. He could have. They could have done something with, like, where you see a fucking girl, a ghostly girl, or you could have done anything with that huge ramp. You could have fucking done crazy shit with that ramp. You could have done all kinds of cool shit with this and had fucking Wyatt retain.
But no.
Because, like, right on Tuesday, it went right back to the same shit where he's giving these fucking promos, and it's like, they don't understand that if he never wins, these promos don't mean anything.
No.
If he's kicking people's asses, you listen to him, yeah. But, like, on Tuesday, I just didn't even pay attention to what he said. I don't have no fucking idea. Because it doesn't matter.
Exactly. No, I agree. It
doesn't matter.
You don't care. Like, look, you're in high school. There's this guy that always chirps, but he never backs it up. Do you listen to him when he chirps? No.
Yeah.
So it's going to go the same route when it's in the entertainment world.
Yeah. Orton is champion. I just don't fucking get it.
No.
They just move it over to him so he can drop it to somebody, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. Lesnar, Goldberg. 4 minutes, 45 seconds. Good perfect. Fucking match. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I agree. I thought this match, coupled with WrestleMania being so long, this match was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, whoever agented this match, bravo to them. You couldn't have set up a better match for these two guys than this, probably.
No, I agree. It made both guys look like fucking brilliant, man.
it was exciting. Yeah, it was exciting, and I enjoyed it, man. Lesnar went over as we expected.
Yes.
Picked this show pretty fucking well.
Yeah, no, it's in ways it was a very obvious show. But right. But there were certain things that, you know, we were wrong in the next match, that's for sure.
Which, yeah, I mean, might as well. I don't know. Is there anything else to talk about on?
No, Lesnar, the match Goldberg 4 minutes. Was perfect. There was suplexes, spears, jackhammers, and F5s. That's it. The big leap by Brock. That was fucking dope.
That was.
I was like, holy shit, you're superhuman, bro. Like, fuck.
He managed to get 10 fucking suplexes in that time, too.
Right? But you know what? Though, when you do 10 suplexes in that short amount of time, you're not so annoyed by seeing 10 suplexes.
Yeah. Because there was how many spears in there, too? Like, two or three?
Two or three, yeah.
Fucking crazy. So,
yeah. It's great.
Cut out the bullshit, man. Just go for it. Yeah, this women's match, dude. 5 minutes, 35 seconds. Oh, for Naomi to come out fucking with the belt. And why did they strip her of the belt for, like, 3 weeks?
Right? It's... Yeah. I don't know if it was because they thought she would be out longer than WrestleMania, but I don't know. And I heard people say, too, as well, that, oh, this match only got 5 minutes, blah, blah, blah. That's why it was so bad. It's like, no.
No, no.
This match would have been bad nonetheless.
And who decided? Did somebody okay all the shit that these chicks were wearing? What the fuck was going on there?
Becky Lynch looked like some sort of Amazon native woman.
I don't know what the fuck that was. If that was a reference to something, it was lost on me.
Yeah, I completely agree. Alexa Bliss looked fine as always. Carmella and James Ellsworth, it was... Well, I mean, she looks like a like a cheap hooer anyway, so.
Cheap hooer.
Cheap. She's a cheap hooer, and you're on Team Silver. So he twists his neck off and shit down his throat, you know what I'm saying?
And fucking Nikki James looked like Tatanka, man.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I thought there was going to be outcry because of that.
Is she part Native American? I hope so.
Well, let's hope she is. Because, like, there's no significance with Orlando and Native Americans, is there?
Oh, yeah. I think Florida.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Like, the Florida Seminoles and stuff like that. Well,
fair enough. Yeah.
But yeah, they all come out, like, dressed in all this fancy shit. They're like, oh, that's cool. Cool costume for your five-minute fucking match.
Yeah, yeah.
Where five people get eliminated in 5 minutes, yeah. Dude.
And all the entrances lasted about a minute.
What a pile of shit.
Yeah, it was not very good at all.
No. Who gives a fuck about this? I think that the matches over there have just been awful, too. Like, yeah. I don't... Those matches that, like I said, going back, Lynch and Bliss had, which is fucking awful.
Yeah.
And I don't like it, and I'm sick of it. You know, I'm at that point now where, like, I used to kind of like, okay, you know, we can't really talk shit on women's wrestling. Because we don't want to be those guys, you know, on the podcast and on this shit. And I'm not sexist, but man, if it's not going to be good, then I don't fucking want to watch it.
No, I agree.
Put it on its own show that I don't have to watch. And, like, let's just fucking do it already.
Or just put them all on one show.
Well, or that. These chicks better watch their fucking asses, dude. Because this tournament is going to bring in a bunch of super skilled fucking women.
Oh, God. It's... Dude, I feel that the best way to debut Asuka now that we're past WrestleMania would be to sign all those great Japanese women like Io Shirai and have them as just like a Japanese hit squad.
Yeah, basically it. Like they were in Lucha.
Yeah. Just Asuka's the fucking captain and the rest of the girls just kill everybody and Asuka delivers the death blow.
How did they pull that off in fucking Lucha? Getting all three of those chicks in there. How did that work?
And then losing them. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I think it was more like a one-time deal. Like, I guess we haven't really seen the rest of the season to see where that goes.
That's true.
That's got to go somewhere.
You'd think so. You'd think so, yeah. But, yeah, wouldn't that be interesting to see that going on at the same time as the women's tournament?
Yeah. I was really impressed. I mean, I don't know how good of actual wrestlers they are, but I was impressed by the fucking moves that those chicks were pulling off.
They are fantastic. I'm telling you, they are absolutely fantastic wrestlers.
Yeah. I still think one of the best is cheerleader Melissa / Mariposa.
Yeah,
Not in that tournament, I don't think.
That's a shame. That's a shame. But I would imagine there's going to be a lot. Like, I really hope that Sue Young is in the tournament.
Yeah. I mean, we'll watch it. You know, we'll cover it. We'll talk about it. Talk about it.
About it. I like it a lot.
About it. We'll talk about the matchups, and then we'll pick which one we'd rather bone. Huh? Would that be typical male enough for these people?
Well, we play a game of Mary Fuck Kill after every match.
And then your main event, dude. The third year in a row, second year in a row,
third. Yep.
Yeah, Robot Reigns. You know that ties him with Hulk Hogan for consecutive WrestleMania main events.
Jesus Christ! Like Hulk Hogan. Say what you will about him, much better than Roman Reigns.
Racist, possible bigot. Incestor with his daughter.
Not saying he's a better human being than Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
but and that. Did you see that picture that was circulating online about with Roman Reigns sitting in a corner after WrestleMania holding his head? And people are saying, Roman Reigns is so sad for having to beat The Undertaker, he didn't want to do it. It's like, if that's what you get from that photo, you're an idiot. He's just tired because he's not a good wrestler and he's in a match with
The Undertaker. I don't think he gives a fuck, yeah.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, there you go. And Cena, of course, Hogan and Cena are the only other people to headline three consecutive WrestleManias.
So. Well, we're going to get the fourth one because you know what the match is already. So,
this match was, you know, whatever.
I mean, it was not a good match.
In an awful spot where he tried to tombstone him like twice. Just, my God. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was fucking, well, it was way beyond time, as we've said many times. But, you know, I liked how they've handled his retirement. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Leaving all the shit in the ring. Goes down Terminator style.
Yeah, you got some mighty fine retweets on that one. I checked it this morning.
Well, what is it at this
morning? 408 or something like that.
Oh, no, it's higher than that.
Is it?
It was at like 4-something back then.
Fair enough.
I will scroll through. So I was impressed by that as well. But yeah, I mean, this match was, you know, it just looked like shit. That guy can't even move, man. It was just...
Yeah. It was sad. It was so fucking sad.
Yeah. It really had that, like, old man just getting fucking beat down.
It was like Randy the Ram. It was really what it was like.
Yeah. Holy fuck, it was. I didn't even think of that.
Like,
oh, God.
It begs you the question. So, like, Randy the Ram, did he die at the end? And maybe is The Undertaker dead now?
Maybe.
I seen a great, like, little tweet after he retired. And after 33 years, Mark Calloway has been found alive or something like that.
Oh, yeah, he's been lost or something.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, he tweeted out on WrestleMania. He went out Terminator style with the gif of, like, the thumb going down in the lava. And it got 403 retweets and 758 likes.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That was hitting the fucking mainstream there for our Twitter. Holy fuck.
I've never had anything more than, like, 19 retweets.
Oh, I don't know. I say a lot of popular shit on the Twitter.
I don't want to brag.
I don't want to brag. You know me. If you listen to this show, you know me. I don't want to brag. I don't want to.
But I will.
But I will. No. That was awesome, man. I had a fucking blast with Mania. Like I said, the end was cool, you know, and... Yeah, I enjoyed it.
The whole thing's told a good story. There was a lot of memorable things that happened. Well, not a lot of memorable things. Hardy's, Undertaker retiring. That's about it.
But Cena proposing to Nikki.
Oh yeah, Cena proposing. I suppose to think that Stephanie going through a table was memorable too, and imagery on the ring, but. Those failed to get me.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That was a good show. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because I'm on fucking crazy cold medicine that you're not even supposed to drive a car with. Plus, I'm smoking a lot of weed. We didn't talk about TakeOver, so let's go back a night.
Fair enough.
Just quickly, anyhow. Because we didn't want to... We're like, yeah, let's not fucking go match by match in Mania. Then I just drug us right through there. Anyway, sorry. Fucking happens. I don't know. I just work here. I mean, the 8-person mixed tag match. The only thing I have to say from that was, dude, Ruby Riott, a.k.a. Heidi Lovelace. What a bad fucking bump, dude.
I
runs
know,
and does right? like a fucking... I don't know, but
senton almost like a senton drop or like a drop kick.
Yeah, and just takes a flat back bump on the floor. Like holy fuck! Yeah, no shit.
No, I really got behind Ruby Riott like, after this match, and it's just
I like her.
I wish she didn't have that name though.
Well,
Ruby Riott. Well. It just screams like I feel like she's Avril Lavigne or something.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a pretty good match, pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it was the least memorable match of the night, in my opinion, but, like, you had the, you know, Cassius Ohno replacing No Way Jose.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about as far as it went.
Yeah, still wearing the same shitty gear.
At least it's not tucked in.
It wasn't?
No. No. It's untucked now. So he's slow. I tweeted you. I didn't think you seen it. It was like somebody's watching. Or somebody's listening.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, dude, it's just, it was awful. Everybody shit on that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking brutal.
What did you what did you think of the debut of Aleister Black?
That was fucking awesome.
Oh, that entrance was beautiful. Like, that's your Undertaker replacement right there.
Well, him or what? You know, imagine if they actually had good writing, what they could do with Aleister Black and Bray Wyatt. Satanist? Fucking sorry.
Oh.
Like Wyatt and Black with good writing. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, it would be tremendous. What a story you could tell. Fuck. Mm.
But I dug his entrance. I like how he like came up like out of a coffin almost.
Yeah. Like just your typical like Bela Lugosi vampire.
I thought it was awesome. His song is good. Has a fucking what are they called? Incendiary? Is that what they are?
What?
The band, the punk band.
Oh, yeah. Incendiary. Yeah. That's the band that makes his music, yeah.
And the singer of that singing on this song, it's like a CFO song, but it's fucking pretty awesome, dude. And I thought this match was, they tried a lot, you know? Yeah.
They got a lot of Aleister's Black shit in.
There was a lot of loose spots in here that were kind of like, but I thought it was a good match. There's a lot of shit going on. He is a fucking star, dude. God damn. Oh,
dude, he's fucking amazing. Absolutely amazing.
He like, does that fucking, like, flip back and lands in, like, the fucking
Indian-style cross. Yeah. It's great. It's so good. And he's just meditating. He's got such a good look to him. He's got a good gimmick. It just reeks. I just smell money.
Yeah, don't fuck this up.
No.
Yeah. I was really impressed by him, which, you know, we've all been saying forever, it's like, oh, fuck, they need to get Tommy End, and finally they do, so.
Yeah.
And managed to do something cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
Than Tommy End. Like, Aleister Black is way cooler than Tommy End.
I really like the name.
Like, the name and the gimmick, yeah. You know?
Yeah, no, it's a thumbs up on my part. And our next match is probably my favorite match of the night for...
Oh, you gotta fucking go that way, yeah.
Because that match was the story that they told with DIY and the Revival teaming up. It was so good.
How cool is that when they like went back and forth on the finishers?
Oh, god damn. It's smart because they're the smaller guys to the Authors of Pain. So, logically, no matter if they're bad guys or not, they try to get those guys out because that's just the logical thing to do.
That's my only problem with this is I felt like DIY should have came out of here with the belts.
I agree. But I mean,
I fucking don't like the Office of Pain, dude. And they're not what is in line with the fan base. The NXT fan base does not want to see two big fucking guys like that who can't wrestle.
And like
you know, you want the take champs to be fucking DIY, you know, so I don't know. I mean, they got to get the belts off those guys. I don't like them. I think they're bad, you know, with four other great guys, they can get a good match out of them, but
that's not, you can't do that every night.
Well, DIY can get a good match out of them. So
no, I mean, you can't put them with four other great guys every night.
Is someone from TM61 hurt?
Yes.
Okay.
But I believe he's soon coming back, I would imagine.
Well, that's another great tag team. If they...
Got a character.
if they let them, you know, if they helped them, gave them any kind of promos or anything.
Yeah.
This match was fucking awesome. I agree with you. Match of the night, as usual. Asuka, Ember Moon. Yeah.
I liked the match. I would say it was probably my second favorite match tonight, honestly. I wasn't blown away by everything else, but maybe it was just I've got such a crush on Ember Moon and Asuka together.
Yeah.
And that was just all that got me through that match.
Yeah, it's like I tweeted out during this match, like, I don't want to trigger anybody, but I just want to see these two make fucking in sweet interracial love right now. That's just like, I just want to see those chicks scissor so fucking good. It's a hot Asian and a hot black chick. Like, it's yes, so
true.
Sir.
So true.
And they're both just fine too. Like, Asuka, like, there's something like that chick. Like 50% scares, like 50% of your boner is like frightening.
Yeah.
And like 50% of it's turned on. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like half fear boner.
It's that boner you get. It's closely related to that boner you get after you die.
Yeah, dude. The last bone that you get. And then, yeah, I was kind of surprised by her retaining. Is she going to be leaving from down there?
I don't think so.
She's still going to stay down there.
I'd say she's going to be down there till after the next big takeover show. I bet you any money in the world.
I was surprised by that.
It's shocking. I mean,
they kind of do have a lot of women up there, but...
Like, SmackDown can use her so badly.
They got a bunch of women over there.
Yeah, but a bunch of like absolutely horrible women.
Well, yeah, but they need to get fucking rid of some of them then.
Well, yes, yes. Well, we'll get to it. I'm sure there's going to be more people leaving than left this week, so.
We'll see. And I thought this Rude Nakamura match was meh.
Yeah, it was okay. It was an okay match, but it was nothing to write home about as a horrible send-off if there ever was one.
Yeah, right. after the... Ooh, goddamn, I just want to sneeze so bad.
I thought you were being Kalisto for a second. You just had your very own Kalisto moment. Oh, goddamn.
I'm here to make a good lucha thing. Fuck, dude. After the fucking cameras went off the air, they did. They kind of had a send-off for him. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody knew he was leaving.
Yeah, no, that was obvious. It really
It's was. Just weird to have him lose to Rude twice. I'm like, ugh, I don't know.
That's putting Rude over big, hey?
And I get making Rude the champion and shit, but I don't know, dude. I don't want to... That automatically makes all the main events just not that good of a matches, really.
Yeah, because, like, he's not a great technical wrestler. He is, like, if you were to say Triple H... He is like a Triple H.
I think he does all the stuff he does really well, but he just doesn't, you know, he's not an exciting kind of guy to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who they drop it to next, though. I mean, they don't really have a ton of like guys up at the top, do they?
No. There's Cashisono, which I assume his next program is with Cashisono. I wouldn't say it'll take long for Aleister Black to be up there.
Dude, we'll see. I think that guy's fucking like just ready already. Oh. So his good. Character's awesome too. So yeah, Takeover was good.
Yeah,
as usual.
That it was one of the great best kickoff ones. To the weekend. It was.
Oh, yeah, we didn't fucking watch the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
which we talked about that last week.
We so did. Thank God. We're
talking about that. How far are we into this? Oh, my God. We're like an hour into this bitch.
Bitch. Yes, we are. We're God. Actually basically an hour, yeah.
Making good time. What do you want to talk about? Some news? There was a lot of news this week.
There was. So, this week in the post-Mania Raw news, assholes get fired. And that's all I'm going to say. Here's Jim... Vicious.
What the fuck? You need to do like a live from fucking the SCL First News Center. You know?
Breaking news.
The First News Center. fuck. Lots of news this week. I don't know. What do we want to talk about first?
Might as well start with the Simon Gotch getting fired.
Yeah.
Because that Simon guy Gotch had it coming.
Allegedly. He claims that the... He claims that none of that was true.
Oh, bull fucking shit.
Yeah. So, I don't even know who put that out there. But they talk about, like, that he was late to shows, he would leave shows early, is unreliable. It was just unbearable. Yeah. They said he would refer to himself in the third person often.
He compared himself to The Rock and Stone Cold.
He always wore dark sunglasses, yeah. I have no idea, man.
What a goddamn just fucking... Oh, I hate him. I hate him even more now that this is a thing, but... Yeah. Oh. Thank God he's gone. Apparently Simon Gotch asked to be taken away from... Or sorry, Aiden English asked to disband the Vaudevillains before this happened because he wanted nothing to do with them.
Yeah. And I guess that's what happened at Mania was that fucking English punched him in the face.
Yeah.
Backstage.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
I mean, the guy was just a fucking asshole, evidently, so.
Yeah. So, good riddance.
What the fuck causes somebody to be like that? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
He didn't even have anything to hang his hat on.
No.
Not a goddamn thing.
Exactly. Like, what have you ever done? Nothing really, right?
No. No, he had a lightly over gimmick in NXT.
Yeah. So that was the first of the bus flip, as they call it, Wrestling Sue. What else do we have? Jim Ross signed a 2-year deal. I guess we didn't even talk about him calling the main event.
Yeah. And he, as he said, there was nobody in his ear for that main event either. That was just all him.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It wasn't a particularly great call, but it was hard to call a match that was that fucking slow.
Well, and I'm sure his mind frame is not completely clear either.
So. It was good. It was good. It's fucking nice to hear his voice, you know?
Yeah, it really was.
And it was great to watch Michael Cole welcome him in there like he fucking wanted it, you know? Yeah. Like he wasn't pissed off about it.
No,
because he know he was.
Oh, Jesus. You know what? There's a part of me, though, that I feel he may have... Of course, he doesn't want JR to come in and take a spot and steal his light, but he's the producer of the show. Like, yeah. He's a producer of the announcers. He can't be that pissed off that Jim Ross is there because that's just going to make his job so much easier.
Well, and they signed him to a 2-year deal, but I haven't heard really what it's going to be yet.
Well, moreover and all, they'll no longer list the WWE as an employer, so take that as you will.
And they removed him from some social media stuff as well, so...
He unfollowed every WWE wrestler.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He's got to be done. And, like, this whole story with JBL is just... It's starting to steamroll a little bit. Like, there's not mainstream media, but it's leading. You know, you got a lot of websites that are actually doing stories on how, like, Justin Roberts and JBL and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. I hope it costs that cocksucker his job.
He's I really a fucking do
piece,
too.
Piece of shit. Fuck him. Yeah, fuck Mauro should sue him. I'd sue. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Fuck him. It's horrible too that you know this is basically condoned by Vince McMahon. It's got to be.
Well, sure it is, man. I mean, the fact that JBL has had a job there this long is absolutely condoning it.
Yeah. So it's. You know, the cause mental, you know, that kind of mental anguish towards somebody. No, you're a horrible piece of shit human being.
Yeah. Exactly. Damian Sandow, Aaron Rex, Aaron whatever the fuck you want to call him. What's his real last name?
Well, he goes by Aaron Rex. I don't know what his real name is, but...
Aaron fucking something or another. Anyway, he's rich.
Aaron Stevens. Aaron Stevens.
Boom. He's left Impact, I guess.
Yes, thank God, because he fucking sucks.
Yeah, he says, I'm not retired. Just Impact Wrestling was some of the most fun I've had in my career. Great company. Just exploring other offers. So, I guess that he's not, he was never really under a contract with them.
I guess. Or he was just under a little 6-month deal or something. But.
Yeah,
it was.
But
it
he
was
did kind of say it might be the end for him too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where else does he go?
I don't know. I don't know. There's nowhere else for him to go. He's not a Ring of Honor kind of guy.
No, he's not a good wrestler. And it's like he's let himself go since going to the TNA. Like he's all flabby and stuff.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. And then he plays like a little Liberace gimmick, and it's horrible.
Yeah. You know, when they like released him, everyone was like, what the fuck are they doing? And like, it's like, maybe they knew something, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they did. I have no problems with WWE releasing him. It sucked at the time because he was doing his little Miz gimmick, but.
Yeah, that was good shit.
It was, but where were you going to go with that? I mean, it's like, that's all you could do with it.
Pretty much. Finally, fucking Sister Abigail. No, not really, but the Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt's sister signed with WWE.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Did her cooking show get her signed? Her YouTube cooking show?
She has a YouTube cooking show?
Yeah, Bray Wyatt's been on it.
She's working on the production team.
Oh, really? Well, good for her, I guess.
Is she hot or what?
She looks like Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas kind of looks like a girl, so.
Maybe. So, yeah. So, yeah, in conclusion,
she's hot.
There you go.
What about, have you seen the Twitter conversation between Dave Meltzer and Jonathan Coachman?
No. No, but tell me about it.
Somebody said something to Dave Meltzer about the JBL Moro thing, and he said, mainstream media should cover it, but, they don't have the balls to. Mm. And he directed it towards Jonathan Coachman because he works at ESPN and does that wrestling show.
All right.
And Jonathan Coachman says that he doesn't report on facts or whatever. And Dave Meltzer came back with some witty comment. And now Jonathan Coachman tweets, after serious soul searching, I have decided that I will no longer be doing off the top rope or WWE related content. Leave it to the pros.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's Dave Meltzer must have fucking gin and juice and Dave Meltzer shook him to his core.
Tuna Meltzer.
So
that's awesome. What's there? Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I mean, that's really about all I had other than an El Patron
drunkenly ranting about Triple H.
Yeah, dude.
Oh man,
what the fuck is wrong with these people? It's awesome. I like that people shit on there, so
great.
Yeah.
And then you also had John Morrison, Johnny Mundo, came out and he said like JBL did instruct him and his partner to steal Justin's passport.
Really?
While JBL is saying no, I didn't do it.
Fuck yeah, you did.
Yeah.
In Del Rio's video, he says something about being close to the WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut, where all the pussies live. And then he could go to someone's door and say, hey, big nose with a small dick.
You got to think after this, Paige is getting fired soon.
Well, it's great. She tries to keep shut it down, but he won't let her shut it down.
No, because he's the man.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, the charisma he shows when he's drunk.
Yeah.
Where right? Is this on TV?
This guy's a piece of shit, man. Honestly, he's a sack of fucking garbage.
He is.
I mean, I liked him briefly when he came back to Lucha Underground. He was cool there for like a half a second. But he was out of shape and wearing a t-shirt too, so. And then he got the crazy fucking shape on the fucking gas, probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Completely gassed right out of his goddamn mind.
He built all that muscle fucking Paige up the ass, so.
Because she already had it loose, right?
Yeah, she stretched it out for him. And then I guess talk about these shows. Talk about Raw. Talk about SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We still got Raw and SmackDown. Shit.
Yeah, I got a bunch of bullshit. Bunch of bullshit. Nah, the open for Raw was awesome.
Oh, was it ever the greatest opening? It was the greatest, 15-minute opening of all time.
Yeah, probably, right? They went on with that Undertaker chant forever. I'm surprised they never shut it down. Because they could have just hit Reigns' music any time, but instead they just let people go on it.
Well, it's out of respect for the Undertaker did a lot for the WWE, sticking around for as long as he did and never leaving. So it's got to be somewhat of a gratitude between Vince McMahon and The Undertaker.
Robot Reigns comes out. When he's in the ring, there are so many different chants, but some of which, fuck you, Roman. Dude, fuck you, Roman.
That's what they opened with.
Live on national TV, dude. Like, holy shit.
And nobody did anything about it. Nobody. Yeah.
Delete chance, asshole chance. Shut the fuck up, chance.
Go away.
God, it was so good. Yeah. And then, too, I guess on Twitter, some fucking assholes were like, of course, fucking, he's not even working there anymore, and he can't help but be a cuck for them. Fucking Bully Ray. It's like, oh, this guy had that crowd in the palm of his hand. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
No, see, if he had a crowd in the palm of his hand, he'd be able to turn them to go in any direction. There was no way he was going to turn them from doing that. That's not the definition of having in the palm of his hand.
When someone says, fuck you, you know, it's like, no, dude.
Yeah, they don't want you. But somebody said something that chanting for Roman Reigns like this is still, it's not going to do anything.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't. No, we know it doesn't, but at least they're vocalizing.
Yes, but like all that's going to tell Vince is that they have passion towards Roman Reigns.
That's stupid. That's right? Fucking ass backwards, though.
It is ass backwards. But
yeah,
that's not going to tell Vince McMahon he's lost. The only way to do it is just to hear crickets.
Heel, like, Miz is a good heel and over as a heel.
Yeah.
When he does the hand goes up, you know, and everyone, boo. Yeah. That's a good heel. Not fuck you.
No, when somebody tells you fuck you or fuck off, you are not liked. You should be a heel. And then even as a heel, it's not like he's going to have heel heat.
No. And he'd go to bring up the microphone, and like the already loud boos would just swell.
Oh, he's eviscerated.
It was awesome. Eventually, he just says, you know, like, this is my yard now, and drops the microphone.
Yeah.
Fuck you. They didn't go to the open with the announcers. Fuck, I hate it. I hate the, this is post-WrestleMania. The fans may cheer people they usually boo, and blah, 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 blah. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was...
I hate when they do that shit. They did it on SmackDown, too, and it's just like, come on,
JBL can't help himself.
But making Graves do it on Raw? Ugh.
Yeah, no, that's kind of a kick in the pants.
It's just stupid to do that, man.
I agree.
You know? No one ever cheers for Reigns.
Unless these are the Deep South.
This is what real fans want, dude. Why don't you just say that? Like, oh, instead of the usual, you know, fucking casual fans, these are actually people who fucking give a shit about wrestling.
Yeah, these are the ones giving you all their money.
Yeah. Anyhow, I mean, as far as the rest of the show, was there anything? Let me see here.
I did like in the next match how Gallows has the reverse Red Rooster going on.
He's got
the dyed red goatee. It's like Terry Taylor will never die.
It's almost like Dimebag Darrell.
Yeah, actually. And this is where we got the fuck that owl chant.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
Lots of fucks in this show. It was great.
Yeah, dude. Very fucking angry crowd. It was good. And it just matched with Neville and Mustafa Ali, which was actually pretty good. But
yeah,
the crowd was playing with a ball and chanting about a ball, so they didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's like, you know what, man, these guys are putting on a good match. Why don't you just, like, look at the match? You know, it's...
Yeah, I mean, with these two, I would agree with you. If it's, like, a bullshit fucking match, then by all means, but this really was a pretty decent match.
Yeah, like, Mustafa Ali hits a fucking beautiful Spanish fly, and all the crowd can say is, hey, we want some beach ball. It's like, really?
Yeah, their heads really weren't even turned to the ring. Like, when that move happened, that was a beautiful Spanish fly.
It was. And the way Neville ended it by going for the red owl and saying fuck you to the crowd and doing the Rings of Saturn, beautiful. Like, that's exactly what you should have done. That crowd did not deserve to see the red owl arrow. Not at all.
Yeah. This is awesome. Mr. McMeehan comes up to the ring.
Yeah.
And they try to, you know, they get a rare chance to say something directly to him. So. The Roman sucks chance. Rain down upon. He doesn't give a shit though.
Vince powers through it and he gets him to stop.
Yeah.
All he says is if that's how you really feel, and he just goes right on through it and the crowd shuts up.
Yeah.
Like that's how it's done.
He talks about a superstar shakeup next week.
Was I right, Jim, or was I right?
Yeah, this is evidently happening on Raw and SmackDown, so I'm fucking introduces the new GM who was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I liked this little thing they did with Teddy Long, but
oh, it was so good. I love Teddy Long though. Teddy Long's the man.
He pulls the R-Truth, you know, like my bad. It's awesome. It made me chuckle. I don't know what else we get. Oh yeah, fucking New Day in the ring. I love their ice cream cone, fucking LOD shoulder pads.
Yeah,
with the spikes, like they're just like sugar cones and shit.
Yeah, it's pretty clever. I did like it, and what followed it was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, they challenge anybody. Say yeah, the revival have arrived.
The crowd goes insane. They were insane for the match, but they were insane for the pop of the revival.
Yeah, I actually did the song right, which was nice. You know, like. NXT crowd never really did that song right. They treated them like heels, I guess.
Yeah.
They're not used to getting like a fucking face pop.
No, I'm sure next week they'll go right back to getting the heel pop too. Especially after breaking the or pushing over the ice cream truck.
Yeah. But it's a great song for the fucking, you know, to go say yeah, you know, for you to chant along.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do the, I pop for it, man.
I did too. I was so fucking happy.
They're the fucking best tag team in the company, man, by far.
Easily.
I mean, they might be the best tag team going today. And I said it on Twitter during TakeOver. Someone was like, well, the Young Bucks might disagree. I'm like, I don't think the Young Bucks are anywhere near as good of a tag team as these guys.
Technically, the Revival are much better wrestlers.
I mean, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about fucking, you know, super kicks and shit? Are we talking about, like, badass, old-school fucking tag team wrestling, you know?
Or are we talking about merchandise?
Yeah. Well, to each their own, I guess. But the Revival are a much-needed addition to that fucking tag team division.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But now they rumor is that the Club are going to SmackDown.
I don't think that they bring one in and they lose one. They're back to like three tag teams again.
Yeah, the running thing is now I believe they want the Club with AJ.
Well, they should have had that from the start.
Yeah, no, I agree, but it's probably what's going to happen here next week.
Well, you don't think he's going to the Raw?
That was the first rumor, but it's kind of swayed to the Club going to SmackDown. But, I mean, we won't know for sure until next week, obviously.
Yeah. The Revival win, beat down Kofi, kind of go for like the injuring his ankle or leg sort of deal that they've done in the NXT. So that's pretty interesting. I guess we're going to get Revival and New Day for a while. That should be cool.
Yeah, and they're probably going to be built on them taking Kofi out, and Kofi comes back and New Day gets the big win.
Yeah, maybe. Enzo Cass backstage with Angle. I thought it was like, whatever.
I liked how Angle ended it. It was like, that's not how you spell soft.
Yeah, it's all right. We had the Sasha Bailey and Brooke versus Emma, Nia, Charlotte. Dude, I hate how people switch just based on face or heel. Yeah. You know, fucking Dana Brooke's a face now, I guess. Boom, automatically on the team. In a 3-hour show, I just feel like you have time to flesh that shit out.
Yeah, no, but this match was nothing, so.
No.
Who the fuck cares? No.
And the faces win. Nia is awful. And then Nia and Charlotte brawl after, which is weird.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what they're trying to do with Nia there.
I've heard it sounds like Charlotte's leaving Raw.
Who knows?
I don't know. Who fucking knows? I don't know. Angle and Zane. Like, when the fuck? Zane, what is this character now? What's going on with him, dude?
I don't know. I really don't know. Is he like... don't know. I'm trying to think of his name. Fucking Woody Allen. Is he supposed to be Woody Allen?
That's pretty much what he is. He's fucking. Yeah. So weird. What the fuck's going on? Lesnar and Heyman. You know, they come out. Honestly, too, they mention like Lesnar versus Reigns. The crowd just kills it.
Yeah, I mean,
Braun comes down and backs out into another part-time old guy. Yeah, that was bad. I think it's like what they've been doing with this guy lately is just bad.
They're really making him look like a pussy. They really are.
Did you do something to piss somebody off or what?
I don't know. I can't see it, but I mean, I wouldn't be completely shocked at all.
I mean, you can get heat in that company for anything, so.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no, you can absolutely anything just by speaking to the wrong person.
Yeah. Jericho gets attacked. He has to be replaced. Obviously, we know who he's getting replaced by.
Yeah, that was not a surprise.
Yeah. Enzo and Cass lose to Sheamus and Cesaro again in a number one contenders match.
Yeah, so we got Enzo and Cass against the Hardys. That's going to be amazing.
No, they lost. It'll be just Sheamus and Cesaro.
Oh, sorry.
So, that's way better.
Yes, no, that match would be great.
The crowd fucking liked Sheamus and Cesaro more.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't they? Enzo's a piece of shit. Like, he's an asshole.
I mean, I just don't like that fucking... I'm so sick of seeing those two fucking guys. Enzo and Cass. Yeah. Fucking awesome. Seeing a transgender in a match is whatever. Owens and Joe versus Rollins, who is not cleared one night, but is here.
Right? Isn't that the stupidest fucking thing in the world?
They mentioned it, too. I was like, will they not mention it? But they're like, oh, he was, based on his performance in that match, he was cleared. I'm like, oh, okay. He wasn't cleared because his knee was hurt. He took a bunch of fucking knee spots, you know, knee submissions and shit, but he's okay. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's not. So, I don't know. No doctor clears him. Like, that's just not what they do. It makes no sense.
And so Rollins teams up with the returning Finn Balor.
Yeah, so the guy that takes him out
for
really 9-10 months is his best buddy now. Okay. Logic.
Do you give a shit about Finn Balor at all?
I can, if they do the right thing with him. As of right now, a program with Seth Rollins, I don't know. I don't know what you would put Finn Balor with that would really intrigue me. Like, who in that other side, you know, maybe Kevin Owens? I wouldn't mind seeing what they can do, but as a character-wise, what's Finn Balor going to do? Nothing.
You know, when he first came in down there, I was high on it, man. I was like, you know, this guy, his work in fucking Japan and shit, it was like, I liked him because you didn't know anything about him, right?
Yeah.
You know, when he was in Japan, he was just a dude who had put on good matches. And, I don't like him. I don't like him at all in wrestling. I think he's okay in the ring, but, like, as a dude, he's, like, the most least intimidating motherfucker ever. You know?
Yeah, no, he's a. I'd hate to use this term. He's like a twig.
He's a twink.
Yeah, so
he looks like a twink, and I mean, yeah, it's really at the end of the day, like, what are we talking about? Some gay dude who plays with Legos. I mean, that's like, I don't. It doesn't do much for me. You know, by all means, you know, like. Suck all the dicks and you want and play with all the Legos you want, but I just don't think that's a compelling fucking backstory for a guy who's simulated fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh. It's just not.
You can put him on SmackDown with Becky Lynch and she's trying to vie for his love, but all he wants to do is play Legos.
Yeah, exactly. Not now, Becky.
Not right now. I'm building the Pirates of the Caribbean ship.
That's when they do that kind of shit, and it's just like, it's so detrimental to their own fucking characters.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, this guy, he's the demon in this and that, and like, watch him fucking sit around and, like, play with Legos.
Yeah.
And I like Legos too, dude. I'm not above getting stoned and playing with some Legos. Oh, trust
God
me.
God damn no.
Trust me. But, I mean, come on now. What did they fucking gain by that? Who was like, oh, I like him even more now? You know?
Yeah, no, I see it. Girls, maybe.
Hey, the Das Wonder Queer, man. I don't know.
That's just wrong.
So wrong. It makes it sound like I don't like him because he's gay. That's not true. Because I don't care. Like, Darren Young, I don't like him either, but it's not because he's gay. It's just because he fucking sucks. He fucking sucking fucks. He fucking sucks. Where's that guy at right now? They should fucking
Darren Young? I think he's injured.
Is he? Fuck. Get rid of him. Give that run to Backlund.
Yeah, let him come back. Him
no, I don't know, man. I just don't care about Balor. I've decided I just don't care.
Oh, trust me. I've come to that realization that you've just had.
Because he's just like, you know, I said it on the show when we kind of got some heat, and I posted that thing, and it's like, it's a side-by-side of Das Wunderkind and him, and it's like, it's the same fucking thing, dude.
It's like just a little bit more built.
A twink-looking dude in a fucking open leather jacket, man. That's all
it is. Like, he doesn't have the same luster when he comes out on Raw as he does at a pay-per-view, you know what I mean? Like, it's a very drastic change, and it's like, you see Finn Balor's like, okay, so I can wait until, you know, like, the Finn Balor I want to see is not going to be for the next 4 or 5 weeks, so I'll just wait until he's on a show where he's got that great biggest extravagant entrance, and you know,
and he comes in and like does the, you know, the arm thing during the, you know, and the expression on his face is like just blank, dude. Yeah,
I hate my life.
Just devoid of like anything. It's like he's like a fucking puppet. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
It's just weird. I just want to play Legos.
And there's another guy who, like, no one's going to try to steal this guy from you. Yeah. No one's going to be like, oh, we're going to put this guy in a movie. Well, at least not a movie that's not a fucking gay porno, but.
Jesus Christ.
Like Seth Rollins' gay porno.
Oh, you mean that, like slow action? What, like, it was that, like, that really sultry wrestling?
Yeah.
That's some weird ass stuff. Anyone who
did that, it's like, dude, what the fuck were you thinking doing that?
Yeah, no, it's
how hard up for money were you, dude? Holy shit. And those trunks he's wearing, you can just, like, see his dick. It's very disturbing.
If you haven't seen his dick before.
Well, yeah. It seems like the story arc of his career is, like, making sure that we all see his dick.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, fine plan, I suppose.
You got us, Seth. SmackDown Live. Holy shit.
Oh. So you got, since you tuned out of the Wyatt promo.
Yeah.
He announces a House of Horrors match.
I got that.
So what do you think a House of Horrors match is?
Didn't they do them in WCW?
No, that was a Chamber of Horrors.
Oh.
That'd be pretty dope, though. Bring back the electric chair.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Abdul the Butcher gets one more night and it just gets his own, like, gets fucking fried.
Cool. In Chamber of Horrors, it's like some kind of a cage match with weapons or some bullshit, probably.
Yeah, it was the Steiners, Abdul the Butcher, Cactus Jack. The ref.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. Oh, yeah. This one's not. Sorry, I called it. This one's what? A House of Horrors.
Yes.
It's probably a cage match still.
It's probably a lethal lockdown, as TNA would call it. Cage match with weapons.
Or if they're ballsy, maybe they'll do like a fucking, well, no, the Hardys are there. They have the balls to do like a not in the arena filmed match. I think they should. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. But, I mean, they did that with the Wyatts before, too, with the New Day.
Yeah.
So.
To, you know, to varying degrees of success.
Yeah, I mean, props on WWE for trying, but they in no way, shape, or form captured what the Hardys captured over TNA.
It just doesn't work within the confines of WWE as well.
Especially when they use their, you know, it looks just like the rest of the show. It's just set in a different location.
Yeah, right. Still using, like, the best cameras out there and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Orton had very mixed reviews on this show, man.
Oh, did he ever.
They booed him and shit. They were not...
Which is beautiful. I love seeing shit like that. It's the one time a year you can really get it.
Man. And yeah, the returning Rowan here.
Yeah, yeah. I like the mask.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. That was fucking stupid that Harper came in to save Orton.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was almost obvious, too, because somebody had to come, and who better than the guy that got rid of the clutches of Wyatt and became a ninja-looking guy. He's like Luke Harper, American Ninja.
American Ninja. I asked online, I was like, dude, somebody explain to me why his screen and shit's all just like hardwood floors. And the scat at EMG623 on Twitter said his new gimmick is a hardwood floor installer.
That's why his hair's tied back so it doesn't get in his face when he's bent over.
But he does. He looks like one, doesn't he?
Yeah. All he needs is like a pencil in his pocket.
Yeah, exactly. I went like, you know, gets to need some flooring done.
Yeah. Comes out with a tool belt.
Because he looks like it, man, doesn't he? Well, less now, but more with the jeans and shit.
Yeah, he looks like a carpenter.
Yeah. Or I just don't get that. What's happening? Why is it hardwood floor on his fucking screen? It doesn't make any sense.
This is what his house is. His house is, just looks like hardwood everywhere.
And someone's like, oh, because he's backwoods. I'm like, this is fucking... We're not talking about a fucking woods, dude. We're talking about fucking laminate flooring.
If he was backwards, he'd just have a bunch of trees.
Exactly. Which would be better than that, dude.
Yeah.
His eyes were better than that. That's true.
Luke Harper has eyes.
And we made fun of those, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Because it's ludicrous.
Naomi defeated Alexa Bliss. I fast-forwarded the entire thing.
As you should.
Hawkins
Bliss did stretch out Naomi's hammies, though, for a great deal of time, just helping her out, you know, come back from her injury.
Oh, yeah. Hawkins comes out, challenges, open challenge, and you have the debut of Ty Dillinger.
The crowd went absolutely insane.
Yeah, DeSans, whatever that high collar thing he used to wear was.
Yeah, well, the Lady Gaga gimmick, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Well, I mean, Miz and Maurice were kind of wearing it tonight, so they had their little super shredder gimmick.
Is it wrong of me to think, like, everybody beats Curt Hawkins in 30 seconds? That it's weird when you have a guy debut and it takes him, like, 5 minutes to do it?
Yeah, it kind of makes him look like a chump, but...
Is that a weird thing? Or am I, like, looking into something that, you know, most people wouldn't?
I think it's weird. It doesn't really make any logical sense to me.
That's what you've established this guy as. It's your own fucking fault.
Yeah.
You know, you've had Hawkins lose every match in 30 seconds. So when a guy debuts and it takes him a long time, it doesn't look that good. It doesn't look that impressive.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't, if you're going to use guys as like 30-second guys, then they just have to be that.
Yeah. Yeah. The Brooklyn Brawl had never had any long stints.
Also saw a fucking douchebag Frank the Clown in the cloud in the crowd. Excuse me.
Ugh, gross.
Fucking hate it. How do you think Ty Dillinger is going to do?
Mid Carter at best.
Yeah, Fandango maybe.
I think he'll be higher than Fandango, not as high as the Miz or Dean Ambrose.
Right.
Might be Baron Corbin level with the fans, maybe.
Well, I think they like him. I mean, at least the hardcores like him.
He'll get the 10 chance.
Right.
At least he's got that. He's got a gimmick that's easily not relatable, but you can easily join in with it.
Right. Well, there you go. That makes sense. don't know, Miss Maurice. Do like a full-on Cena thing with the entrance and everything.
It's I really do like Miz as Robot Reigns. Or Robot Reigns, Robot Cena.
Damn, Robot Cena.
Yeah, just fucking just stiff as a board. Like when he goes to touch Maurice's face and his hands, just big palms of hands on the side of her face. It's so fucking, I love you.
If only Maurice didn't fucking suck dick.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to get past that French accent. But Nikki sucks dick, so maybe she's just super good at the impression.
I'm just like, yeah, I guess you're right. The French accent is just like, you can't get by it.
No.
But it's not even the accent. It's just like, she's just not funny or anything.
Well, no, no.
She's like devoid of personality, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. There's nothing.
I guess maybe that's just the French.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Oh, I guess, but that's not like to any French people listen to our fucking show because they don't learn any other language. They just speak French and think they're awesome.
Did you know Kevin Owens' first language was French?
Yeah. Makes sense, you can tell.
There is certain words that he says that, yeah, it definitely shows.
And then out comes a violin player.
Oh, God. I was so glad because I watched SmackDown and all I could think was this violinist is horrible.
Dude, thank you.
And I seen your Twitter and I was just like, okay, thank fucking God I'm not the only one.
Did you see all the people shitting on me, though?
I didn't because I didn't look. I didn't need to look any further than that to have confirmation. I needed somebody to tell me because how many times was he off key? How many times was he not in time? Like these guys that are arguing obviously have no idea about music. Not a goddamn clue. Never played an instrument in their life.
Well, as I said, it's like, you know, I don't know if you necessarily have to play an instrument, but I've been a musician my whole fucking more of my life than I haven't.
I've played guitar for 15 years. Right. Yeah, I get you.
You know when shit is fucked, and it's weird how, like, Joe Blow doesn't notice that kind of shit, I guess. I don't fucking know.
It's like, it was bad. It was hitting wrong notes. It was, you know, he just wasn't good.
Yeah, it was fucking brutal. I'll fucking find it here, but also, now I'm just looking back through things I was tweeting about. I forget. Raw Talk. On Raw Talk, do you see Goldberg's kid eat shit going over the rail? Fucking great.
Yes.
Because Goldberg kind of did his own retirement thing on Raw Talk.
He did, yeah, post-Raw, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the kid's dab at the end.
Ugh.
That kid. So, God, that kid has had a horrible documentation on TV.
Yeah. I said, can we all agree that the live violin player just ruined Nakamura's intro? Awful. I hope Shinsuke beat his ass backstage. This guy here, he's certified or verified on Twitter, no less. Can we all agree? I think you're alone on this one, bruh.
It makes no sense. Like, this guy just obviously has no idea. He might be verified, but I mean, I've had a ton of verified people follow me on Twitter, and I have no goddamn idea who they are.
Well, it looks like it's verified anyway. I don't know. People like to put fake things there. He's got 2,000 followers, and he's verified.
Oh, there's no way he's verified.
Well, maybe not.
Sure, what's looks he verified like the... for you. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I'm saying it looked like the. It looks like the emblem. I don't know. You know how people are that they come up with these like little fake ones.
Yeah, little check marks. Yeah. Sometimes there's like a white check mark and shit like that.
Fucking knows. But yeah, there was multiple people who were saying that shit. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you really don't know anything.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's, fuck. Idiots is what it is. But no, sure, it was great that they went that far for Nakamura's debut entrance. Because it was visually, and when it first happened, I was like, oh, this is fucking dope. But it quickly went south. It's still Nakamura, though. Nakamura overpowered it anyways. The crowd was insane for it.
Yeah, but he came in and then that was it.
He should have beat up The Miz, obviously.
He had a dark match afterward with Ziggles.
Boy.
Which even fuck, you know... I mean, Ziggler's obviously being pushed so far down the card.
He's not. He wasn't even on the post-Mania show.
Right. Was he on Mania?
No, I don't even think he was part of the Battle Royal, was he? Or was he? I don't know.
He's probably in the Battle Royal. But, I mean, he's so far down the card, it wouldn't be a good matchup. But match-wise, I'd probably watch that.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, it was a good match. But yeah. It's not something that's going to be like, oh, you got to tune in to see. You know, like, you don't want to tell people, oh, you've never seen Nakamura? So watch his debut. I bet you'll see.
Watch him wrestle singles.
Jesus.
Yeah. But, you know, here again, what do you think for this guy? I don't know, dude. I'm not convinced that, like, the filthy casuals will understand that this, like, Japanese man in a Michael Jackson leather suit is fucking totally awesome.
That it's I'm not sold by no means that the crowd will get behind him, but if there's anybody that can get a crowd behind them, it's Nakamura.
And dude, I hope they don't fucking fall into, because they've been doing that shit where, like, oh, a guy's not good at talking, well, make him go out there and talk for 5 minutes just like everyone else.
The only only thing is, Nakamura can talk for 5 minutes. He can't do the long drawn out promo, but he can go out and he can get his point across. It's better as a pre-tape, or like a backstage thing that airs on the big screen.
I just don't want to see him, like, fucking come out and stand in the fucking ring for 5 minutes talking. Like, ugh. No, keep it short to the point with him, man.
Exactly. Like, when he debuted, or not when he debuted, but when he was first challenging Finn Balor, that little two lines that he said I thought was great. Because he had the whole build to it and everything, and he's just so much charisma oozes out of him at all times anyways.
Yeah. The guy just, like, doing, like, fucking shaking his body is, like, entertaining. It's so weird.
And it's, like, it's funny to see people in the crowd that, like, when they see Nakamura, they just put their hands together and shake him. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they look like such idiots doing it. But Nakamura, it just looks natural.
It's one of those things, if you're a non-fan, then you're like, what the fuck is that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something I do about Raw was, like, if you're a non-fan and you happen to cross Raw, you'd be wondering why there's 20,000 people doing the Nazi salute saying delete. You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I never thought about it like that before. That's crazy.
Well, even like Mrs. Vicious was like, so why does everybody say you suck for Kurt Angle even though they like him?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's a confusing thing. It's hard to explain.
I could see how you could have gotten, yeah.
And no, it's not the same as Cena. We actually think Cena sucks. Yes.
But with the Nakamura thing, like that whole violinist, it could have been like a Desperado feel. Like, the music is played before you die. You know what I mean? Like, the violinist came out, played some, he kicks Miz's head off, and then Miz goes to Raw. Could have been so good, but
yeah, the first time they had a violin player, it was way better.
Yeah, much better.
Mm-hmm. Corbin Ambrose street fight. I also call street fights the house show special.
Yeah, yeah. Take a night off, walk around. It's like
every fucking house show has a street fight.
Yeah, nothing really happened, because like nowadays a table bump is just a comfortable bump.
Yeah, Corbin wins, dude. Corbin gets his win by 50-50 booking.
Yep, WWE special.
I don't know. AJ and Shane, I thought that was pretty cool. He kind of says he's not leaving. And
see, yeah, and then with that, it's almost like AJ's got to be going, especially shaking Shane's hand.
Yeah.
Really, you almost think he's got to be going to Raw. But then, like, there's rumors of the, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And your main event was Wyatt and Rowan versus Harper and Orton.
Yeah. You know? What a fucking abysmal fucking contest that was.
Yeah, you'd think Rowan's much improved since he got back. Nope,
not a goddamn chance. The only saving grace of this match was Luke Harper, and he couldn't be there all the time.
And dude, okay, so the lights go out mid-match, they come back on, Wyatt is on the ramp. Yeah. And he watches his boy get beat down and pinned. What the fuck is the point of that?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. So what was that? Welcome back, Carter.
You're going deep for this reference here. I bet you 2% of the people listening might know what you're talking about.
I never watched the show. We just had this, like, back in the day for Road. I suggest it to anybody. Buddy had made up. Well, now you would just get a playlist, I guess, because no one has CDs anymore. But a CD that had, like, endless fucking TV game show songs, and then it had a cheat sheet of which they were, and you'd play it on road, you know, on road trips in the car, toss it in, then, like, everyone would guess what the fucking show was and shit.
We never ever did that, but that's such a good idea.
Yeah. That's how you end up, like, singing songs to, like, fucking shows you never even watched. You know? The Believe It or Not, I'm Walking on Air. I don't even know what that show is.
I don't either.
Makes me think of Seinfeld with Believe It or Not. I am not home. Where could I be? Oh, my God. Well, that was SmackDown.
That was. Not an overall good show.
You know, it's whatever. It's, you know, it is what it is. NXT was a throwaway.
Oh, was it?
Peyton Royce defeats Aaliyah. Heavy Machinery, who I still only like one of them.
Yeah, the short, stocky guy.
Yeah. Defeat the Bollywood Boys, of which I like neither.
Yep. I agree completely.
Corny Larkin versus El Vagabondo, seriously. And these fucking marks cheer him, too. Get the fuck out of here.
It even caught him by surprise. He's like, you're not supposed to do that.
Usually I like Larkin, but what the fuck was with him? Like, he runs corner to corner like 7-8 times, and the crowd is booing at this point. After like the third one, the crowd's booing it because it's not, you know, it's dumb. And then he does it like 8 times, and then just stands there with his back to the fucking the guy so that he can take him down. Yeah, I don't like. There's no fucking psychology in that at all, dude.
No, not even in the slightest.
And why would you back up and run all the way across the ring? It's like, the whole thing is just stupid. Just, what the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he unmasks him. It's the Drifter, surprise.
Oh, no, really?
And then he gets drug out by a woman, one woman security guard, like fucking grabs him by the hair and drags him up.
The same one from Mania.
No way.
No. No.
Oh, it's like, that'd be fucking clever.
It would be, but it was pre-taped, right? That was on Saturday. Mania was Sunday.
That's right. Yeah. That was the poops, though. I was like, what a waste of fucking time.
Oh, dude, it was horrible. Because even, like, last year, usually those takeoff pre-shows have something of substance to it.
All good match or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, not here. So, that was NXT. Quickly bust through. Like, I've heard there was some returns on fucking Impact this week.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jim.
The return of Magnus.
Matt Morgan.
And Chris Masters.
God damn.
What was Chris Masters WWE?
He was Chris Masters.
Oh.
He's Chris Adonis in TNA.
Oh, okay.
He's Chris Masters minus 100 pounds of muscle.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, he's so tiny. Let's see. Yeah, that was the drizzling shits because it all stems from the Jeremy Borash and what the fuck is his name? Josh Matthews feuding and making a team to fight next week.
Has Impact fucking gotten better or is it fucking worse?
It's not worse because there's been low points to Impact, but there's a lot more of an influx of talent, which makes it a little easier. Their women's division is fucking abysmal.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely abysmal. They had a number one contendership match for the women's championship, okay? It included Brandi Rhodes.
Oh, God. Can't wrestle at all, am I correct?
No, not at all. A girl named Casey Quinn, who also cannot wrestle. Then there was the girl from LAX, which was good. ODB was okay. Madison Rain, horrible. and some I hate to say it, some black girl, I don't know what her name was, and then ACR, this woman wrestler that shouldn't be wearing a bikini top, is wearing a bikini top with like her hams jiggling out, and it's disturbing, and she sucks so bad, she's horrible. There was nothing redeeming about this gauntlet match whatsoever, which ended up being a TNA battle royal where they pin each other at the end.
Oh my god. What the fuck gives Brandi Rhodes the idea that she can wrestle?
What gives anybody the idea that she should be in a match of that kind of fucking deal? It just makes no goddamn sense.
If swallowing the fucking loads of mid-card performers made you a woman wrestler, fucking Sunny would have been like the best women's wrestler of all time.
Yeah, but guess what? She wasn't. So, you know, like...
And she was fucking swallowing Shawn Michaels' cum.
Yeah, she was swallowing a lot of people's cum.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure everybody from the clique had some Sunny days. They didn't announce it, but you can tell by the vignettes that Kongo Kong is coming to the TNA.
What's that?
He's like this. He's like Kamala 2.0.
Oh God.
He's supposed to be fairly decent. He's not going to be that good. He's a really big guy, so you know.
He's fat.
But that's about it. There was nothing really of any importance that happened on Impact, really. Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards had a good match, good street fight. It was a Last Man Standing.
What happened with Ring of Honor? I didn't even look. Did they put the belt on Dalton Castle?
Dude, I haven't even seen it. I feel so fucking bad, but I haven't seen any of it.
Oh, fuck it. What are you going to do? A lot of wrestling to watch, dude.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. And then after this, you know, once Wednesday rolled around, I decided I'm taking a break for the rest of the week from wrestling. You know, yeah. I picked it up again last night. I had to step away for a bit.
Well, dude, I had to watch fucking King of the Ring 99 in there, too. Oh,
I started watching NWA's first anniversary, NWTNA. That's our next show, so that's going to be great. Oh.
They just added a bunch of new shit on the network. Old NXT, old Mid-South, bunch of shit on there. So.
What's surprisingly good from that is Tyson Kidd and Michael McGillicuddy's feud from the old NXT.
I didn't get to see a lot of that early NXT, so I'm going to check some of that out.
A lot of it is garbage, but like it's absolute garbage. But, you know, Michael McGillicuddy and Tyson Kidd had a really good feud down there. Where, like, Tyson Kidd was cutting good promos. And...
Yeah. Some other random. Do you see Scott Dawson tweeted out a picture of him and, like, I guess his daughter?
Oh, and, yeah, like, with the ice cream thing.
Yeah, the rest in peace. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Fucking awesome. Holy. What's going on over there, buddy?
Oh, I dropped my lighter.
I can't have that.
No, man. No.
So, yeah, I suppose that's going to be about it. I just want to give a shout-out to our friends Wrestling Soup. It's their seven-year anniversary this week.
Goddamn.
I know, right? Seven fucking years.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, pretty intense. 2 years into this. Oh, we'll see, I guess, where we go. We make it that far. No, I'll always fucking... I don't see myself ever stopping doing this. I always said that before, so...
No, yeah.
I already lost one co-host and kept going, so, I mean, fuck. We're going nowhere.
What's stopping you from going, you know what I mean?
I mean, I ain't got anything else to do, right? So, congratulations to those guys on that, and, whatever, shout-outs to, you said you Federation's coming up, you got the first NWA, TNA and NWA?
Yeah, it's the first anniversary show, so like they're counting down all the big moments that happened the year prior. There's actually some decent matches. Like there's supposed to be a really good Paul London match. I can't remember who he's Chris Sabin and Paul London, which is supposed to be a great match. AJ Styles is fresh off his first TNA heavyweight title victory. So it's going to be a decent show. Vince Russo returns.
What year is this? Like 2004?
2003. This is, I believe, June of 2000. July. June of 2003.
Hmm. So yeah, definitely check that out on the Funeration, at the Funeration on Twitter. Definitely check out the shows over there. You guys have other shows too on that channel, or just that?
Travis does a music show like once a month called Seven Deadly Spins.
There you go. So, yeah, I've been meaning to check that out, but we don't have the same musical taste. So
no, that's true. And you know, like there's one episode which is like a little history of punk, which is a pretty decent episode. Yeah. He's doing one now, the starts, the uprising of metal. That's like a listener requested one.
Hmm.
So
check that out. Yeah, so yeah, definitely check out those shows over there. Check out our friends, The Strap, Wrestling Soup, Sat Pod. I usually throw in fucking Rusty on YouTube, but he quit doing his show.
Oh, really?
I guess he did, so rest in peace to the 414 show. I don't know. Yeah, Out of the Van podcast. Shout-outs to the Cool Kids MMA and Wrestling group on Facebook and the Secret Jabroni Society as well. A lot of cool people there. Join those groups on Facebook if you'd like to bullshit wrestling. Also to the Horribly Offensive Wrestling Memes page. Shout out to those guys.
Makes my work fucking, days so much better.
If you're a fucking savage, join that group. it's pretty ridiculous. Head over on to our Facebook and see the Hall of Fame for this week under the album section. The entire Hall of Fame is available for your pleasure. And I think that's about it, man. Coming up on this channel, midweek here, we'll have the next episode of Pay-Per-View Take 2. Should be hopefully a new Fully Loaded podcast coming up too, as they're back, and it's gonna be a lot more cuddling with Cuddle.
I love them. I was strawberry milkshake this week. It was great.
Strawberry syrup or something.
Syrup, yeah, it's strawberry syrup. It's awesome.
Those fucking cuddling with Cuddles are hilarious, man. Yeah. I crack me up like a little fucking girl. watching the Shane. Shane McMahon, JJ Styles. The fuck? And yeah, you can tweet us questions for Cuddle, man. Your romance questions, or we'll get them over to him. We'll send them over via fucking Morse code.
Yeah. I got to learn how to do that.
Yeah. And fucking Cuddle can pick those up. So I know he's mentioned this week was going to be Lynx Kinetic. He is. He had some scheduling issues. So maybe he'll be here next week. Or somebody else. Who fucking knows? You never know. And, yeah, I think that's going to do it for the fucking this week. As always, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. And remember, a winner is you.
Bad street scene. you with the battery gun. Here on